Your Excellency, Mr. Chairman, distinguished head of states and heads of delegations, ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased to be attending the World Food Summit on behalf of our President, the Iraqi President, His Excellency Mr. Talabani, who conveys to you his sincere greetings and hopes that the conference will present positive recommendations, commitments, outcomes which can be implemented to ensure food for all mankind. Right to food access and food security is absolutely necessary with obvious commitments required by states and governments. However, the rapid developments in economic and environmental spheres, as well as recent financial turmoil, have led to chronic imbalance in market for food. This has caused great difficulties with an increasing number of people without access to adequate food and widespread hunger. In contrast to the initiatives outlined by the Millennium Goals, which reflected the commitments of the world leaders to reduce the number of world hungry by half by 2015, the number of hungry people has actually increased by more than 1 billion people. Global warming, coupled with the substantial scarcity of water resources upon which agriculture depends, has led to a great disservice to the food markets in various regions and in many cases both. Statistics given by the Food and Agriculture Organization show areas like the Middle East and North Africa have witnessed the largest relative increase in the number of hungry people in the world, which amounted to 13.5% of the population, which is in reality means an addition of about 42 million people to the list of hungry. Mr. President, agriculture in our region and in my country, Iraq, in particular, is almost entirely dependent on irrigation, which means there are abundance of water resources available for agriculture within season. My country has the honor of laying the foundations of human civilization. And the basis for this was the two great rivers, Tigris and Euphrates. The first civil law included laws governing the organizations and exploitations of water resources, which have helped to settle the ancient civilizations of Iraq, successive Sumerian, Babylonian, Assyrian, and Islam through to the modern days. In spite of the historical experience accumulated in the management of water, we find ourselves today in a real crisis of water resources. Ongoing shortages have significantly influenced agricultural production and rapid degradations that has now turned Iraq from a source of food to an importer of more than 70% of its food needed. Many factors have played in this transformation of a great imbalance in food security for Iraq. Although we have achieved significant development in the terms of overcoming the previous government focus on war towards development and stability, unfortunately, food security has not been achieved for all citizens. According to the figures from the World Food Programme, there were approximately 5 million people facing food insecurity in Iraq in year 2005. Today's statistics show less than 1 million, still a very large number, but in the current circumstances of our country, it is an achievement which should be acknowledged. After the relative improvement in the security situation in Iraq, the Iraqi government has also launched the initiation for advancement of large agricultural sector and agricultural water. Considerable sums have been made available by the Iraqi governments to modernize the infrastructure, for irrigation projects, for financing of large and small enterprise through soft loans, and for revitalizations of the agricultural process to achieve better social development. I would like to point out that the Iraqi government passed a law, an important investment in 2006, to promote the local private sector and international involvement in the development of economic sector in Iraq through direct investment or partnership. The investment in projects of agriculture and land reclamation and development of livestock are at the forefront of this investment expected. The limiting factor for agriculture development in our country is water. About 70% of the waters of Mesopotamia are from neighboring countries. This is a very sensitive issue in the light of the policies for building large dams and control and storage facilities in the neighboring countries. Iraq has become a victim because it is downstream states, and operational procedures of the neighboring countries are not in agreement with Iraq. This leads to growing problems in the agricultural sector in Iraq, and the food security requires not being achieved. The lack of agreement and partnership between the riparian states leads to deliberate impoverishment of the agricultural sector due to control measures of water resources and diversion of rivers and tributaries. This is contrary to the principles of international law for the equitable, reasonable utilizations of water resources. It is obviously damages downstream countries and results in a threat to security and stability of the region. Therefore, Iraq supports international bilateral agreements and multinational agreements with the neighboring countries on the basis of common interest and foundation for a sustainable development based on the existing laws and international agreements. Mr. President, the region needs for investment in agriculture and water to achieve food security for the population in accordance with sustainable development is far less than military spending, which threatens the peace and stability, creates conditions of poverty, hunger, and destructions of economic and environmental system. The problems afflicting the region can be solved rapidly if political will is there and there are international mechanisms, experiences, and treaties in the case of disagreement. These can contribute to developing the proper frameworks to solve the problems, whether it is sharing water or fight against poverty and the eliminations of hunger. Mr. President, we have followed with the great interest the activities of the member states for the reform of CFS, and we support the transformation of the Commission into leader to improve the level of food security, to provide the conditions of productions and marketing to allow free competitions and distance from speculations and illegal profits in order to achieve food security for all. Access to adequate food is a human right, and there should not be a threat to the right under any pretext. We also strongly support the final declarations of the summit, and our efforts will be comply with it and the work within the dictates of our obligations, and we hope that all the parties present at this conference will keep to the provisions of this declarations, including its principles and commitments. Thank you very much.